This is Wade Rathkin with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Between 1976 and 2008, the number of Asian Americans enrolled in four-year colleges has increased sixfold. For the last several years, the death rate from crashes of American commercial planes has been zero. In 2011, police made 26 million pullover stops, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics. That's over 10% of the population aged 16 and over. Mexican government surveillance scandal has widened as Citizen Lab has found that several human rights lawyers were monitored who were investigating unsolved murders along with photojournalists and reporters. Black women in Louisiana have the widest pay gap in the nation, being paid on an average 48 cents to every dollar white men are paid. Two federal judges in Kansas have twice each ruled that Chris Kobach, the Kansas Republican and advocate of closed borders and voting fraud, has misled the court about the contents of documents he was photographed taking into a November meeting with President-elect Trump. He's appealing the requirement to provide an affidavit to the ACLU to the 10th Court of Appeals. Last quarter, nearly a million Americans dropped their pay TV subscriptions. Netflix added roughly that many new subscribers in the U.S. in the same time period. President Trump continues to face criticism from members of both parties over his inability to clearly condemn white nationalists for the violence in Virginia. Heather Heyer, a 32-year-old paralegal and bartender and one of the counter-protesters, was killed. Bus ridership was down 13% in the second quarter of 2017 compared to the same period in 2007. The average bus rider, poorer than the population at large, now spends 47 minutes getting to work, 2 minutes longer than 2007. Between 2012 and 2016, Metacritic, a website that aggregates critics' reviews of music, films, television, and video games, gave just 8 out of 7,287 albums a red score, meaning generally unfavorable or worse. The online dating industry now brings in 2.7 million in the U.S., and Pew Research reports that 15% of American adults report having used a dating platform to seek out partners. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. The Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.